Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. The Lord is near. This is Philippians chapter 4, verses 4. And it's the interest antiphon that Mother Church gives us for this weekend's Mass, this Gaudete Sunday, this Rejoicing in the Lord Sunday, which is why we're wearing rose-colored vestments and the rose-colored candle has been lit and we've got some rose-colored roses or flowers. This brief break in this season of Lent, of Advent, of rejoicing. That this time of prayer and preparation shouldn't be just all doom and gloom. But even though we choose to die to those parts of ourselves that are not yet converted, to surrender them to the Lord, we do so always in joyful hope of the coming of the Savior. That our lives as Christians should be marked by joy. But Pope Francis said, save us from sour-faced Christians. And so we need this weekend. So maybe if you don't need this weekend, maybe Advent hasn't been going the way it should. If this is just a normal, regular old Sunday, and if you're not really entering into this process of purification, of prayer and penance, of preparation for the coming of Jesus, if you haven't done the work of cleansing the temple, like I mentioned, like maybe we can imagine what Mary and Joseph would have been doing in that manger, in that stable, to prepare for the birth. The cleaning, the tidying, the ordering is what this season of Advent should be for us. And sometimes that can be hard work, laborious, maybe even a little depressing when we realize just how often we've said no to Jesus. And so today is a day of hope. Today is a day of joy as we wait for the coming of our Savior. As we sang in the responsorial psalm, Lord, come and save us. Lord, come and save us. Why would we say that? Because we need to be saved. Do we know this? Do we realize this? Do we live in such a way that Jesus is our Savior? That He has set us free from the darkness that reigns in our lives and our families when we give ourselves over to sin? That the people who have walked in darkness have seen a great light. That great light is Jesus Christ. And He has come to each one of you to save you from the darkness and to give you His light. Lord, come and save us. As we sing these words, as we pray these prayers, it should be a reality for us. That we realize just how much in desperate need we are of Jesus. That we are lost without Him. And yes, He came once historically, 2,000 years ago. But He comes to us every day with that same hope, with that same joy, with that same light, the same promise. The same promise that the blind will see, the lame will walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf will hear, and the dead are raised. The poor have good news proclaimed to them. Sin makes us blind. It makes us lean, lame. It's a sickness like leprosy. Sin prevents us from hearing the beautiful, sweet words of Jesus. Mortal sin kills us. Jesus saves us from all of that. And this is why we rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. St. Paul gives us this command. It's the command form of that word. Rejoice always. The Lord is near. And when we read the rest of Philippians chapter 4, he says, your kindness shall be known to all. Have no anxiety. With prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your request known. Then the peace that surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. This is what we're celebrating today. It's what we celebrate every day, that the Lord is near. And when we come to Him with thanksgiving, His peace will guard our hearts, no matter what you're going through, no matter what of this list applies to you. Maybe the darkest day you're facing right now today, Lord, come and save me. This is the promise This is what we're waiting for. Let us pray rejoicingly that Jesus has come and that he will come. Lord, come and save me.